Stop, Adrian Peterson. Please leave Eric's record alone.
Stop, AP. We don't want you breaking Eric Dickerson's record.
AP, look here, man. I'm gonna get you if you break my boy's record, man. ED, man. Eric Dickerson, man. Let him keep his thing. Let him keep his record, man. You can be number two. You're gonna be great anyway. You're gonna be in the Hall of Fame, too. Don't break it.
I'm Eric Dickerson, and I have approved this message.
After Adrian Peterson, you can hear actually Eric Dickerson chuckling in the background after his monster game last week, 212 yards rushing. Without a doubt, Eric Dickerson's record is being threatened. So we are trying to do whatever we can from Peterson to get him from breaking your record. So thank you for allowing us to be on your side, Eric Dickerson.
Thank you, guy. Thank you for all your help. I'm sorry my Rams didn't help out last week, though.
Yeah, no, you get no help whatsoever. You know, though, if the Mayan calendar is right and the world does come to an end over the next day or so, it will end with Eric Dickerson, the single-season rushing record holder.
Hey, I want the world to still be here, so you can have that record if that's the case.
Okay, well, here's what's interesting. The Vikings have two games to play. They play Houston this weekend. Houston still has something to play for, best record in the conference, and they're fifth against the run. Do you think Peterson will find it hard this weekend?
I think it'll be a tough one this weekend. I mean, I think one thing is Houston has to win. They need to win to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, so they will play tough. I talked to some guys down in Houston with the Texans, so they said they plan on putting a little stop on him. So, you know, who knows, man? I'm not saying I'm worried. But I am worried. Let's just put it like that. I'm worried, but I'm not worried.
See, I understand. You are saying, hey, you know, all things being equal, I'd rather own the record than not own the record. But you're not going to lose sleep over it. And you're not going to, you know, crack open a bottle of champagne like the Miami Dolphins do every time someone doesn't go undefeated.
No, absolutely not. Look, let me tell you something. Nobody wants their records broken. If they say they do, they're a bunch of liars. I don't care if you're the jump rope captain. You still want that record in high school. One thing is, my son, he's a little bitty boy right now, a little baby. When he gets to be play, if he ever plays football, if he got close to my record, I say, look, boy, don't break your dad's record. I'm your dad. So I always want that record. But if he does, I'd be elated that he broke it.
This week, we heard that Arian Foster bought his 10 offensive linemen and one on the reserve list, segues. Did you buy gifts for your guys, especially the year that you broke the record?
Yes, I didn't have that kind of money to spend that kind, you know, on segues. But I bought my rookie year, I bought them all Rolex watches. I got a package deal on them, you know, the stainless steel ones, that's what I could afford. I got 11 Rolex watches. And the next year went for 2,000 yards. I got them boots, and I got them a ring that said the 2105 in diamonds.
So I
bought them some pretty good gifts.
Those guys did pretty well, for sure. And you know, you hear stories all the time about good gifts, people don't give gifts. What's the worst gift that you saw?
Well, I told you earlier, the worst gift that I ever saw, not from a player, but came to me, was when I rushed for 2,000 yards, my sponsor, Adidas, gave me a carrot cake. I mean, I'm like a carrot cake. And they just bent me, I'm like a carrot cake. I won't forget, because all the guys dipped their hand in and said, is it a key in here somewhere? It's got to be a bad joke. So that was the worst gift I've ever seen.
Okay.
From Adidas. I got to say, Adidas.
You know, we don't have really time for anything else. I had a whole bunch of other stuff that I could have gotten to. Let me say a couple of things to you. Number one, holiday wishes to you and your family. Number two, what a pleasure it is, seriously, on a weekly basis to get to know the guy who is the all-time record holder for yards in a season. Now, if that changes, of course, we'll drop you for somebody else. But as of right now, it's such a pleasure to just find out what a good, decent guy you are.
Michael, thank you, man. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And finally, you've had a tough time with your daughter. She's gone through all kinds of hell with not knowing what was wrong with her and all kinds of stuff. So, you know what? Let's all around here give you our holiday wish and say we just hope that the next 2013 is a great year for the Dickersons.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'll be seeing you in Los Angeles in 5 days, face to face. That's right, baby.
I'll see you next week. Okay.